Isn't that point two?
Yeah. Okay. So so we know there's a minhag not to, we don't have wine. The Iker Halacha is not to have wine only at the Suda Mafsekis, which we didn't have this one today, this year, and then we're not going to have one next year. Right? Because it's going to be on Shabbos. Okay. But the rest of the week we were knowing not to have yayin. So the question is, what about grape juice? Right, and that's why I wanted to do this, because we were learning grape juice in our kiddush year. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, there are two places that this is discussed in Shulchan Aruch. In Tov Kuf Nun Aleph, Sif Yud, says, Yesh Mishom Shah Nogim Shalolach Obosik Biyomim Niskarim, Utar B'Tafshil. Right, and then our minig is not to even have a Tafshil. So to have a potato that was cooked with meat. Vasur M'Basar Of. So the minig is to us a Basar Of, even though Basar Of really should be mutter, because it's not, as the Magen Avraham says, it doesn't fulfill either criterion. It's not kosher the korban, like Rabbi Levi said, because you don't put an oaf on the mizbeach, even though you put, meaning oaf is b'nei yona, b'nei torah, b'nei yona, but you're not a chicken. You know, we call, so chicken is something that, you know, is a lesser chomer thing in terms of the 9 days, because l'maisa shalom are you makrivim menu korban, says the Magen Avraham, v'gam ein simcha. Right, that's what someone was asking me, though, that their wife wasn't feeling well, whether they could have chicken, because and. So chicken is less chomer than regular meat. It's still included in the minhag, but it could be. So that's what the Magen Avraham says. Achan matasi kosuv shemishi ef shalol lechol machalei cholov yochol basar of. That's the Magen Avraham. Shalol hayu. So says the Magen Avraham, Aval Gavdilin Ben Soru Mora Lochosh Basar. In other words, even though there's these halachas, the other area besides in Hilchas Kiddush, these halachas are relevant for us in Hilchas Ben Soro Mor, because he has to, you know, eat basa, steal money, and eat basa, he shows a yayin. So the shayla is what's called, what's basa for these. So it's, that's a very geshmak aperik to teach Ben Soro Mor, very geshmak aperik. Even though maybe it's lo nivra, lo hayav lo nivra, but yet still has halacha l'maisa ramifications. Even though, when I was in Kiryat Yavda in Kaitzman, they were learning Sanhedrin that year, and in Kaitzman they did the Betzora Mora. Rav Govich Zatzal, he loved Sanhedrin. He would give shiurim a second Sanhedrin, even the years the yeshiva wasn't learning Sanhedrin. The late Rav Goldberg. Yeah. The Talmud of the Brisker Rav, Chazon Ish. He was one of a kind. One of a kind. So, yeah. So he says that So you, So you can't have Basar Oaf. Or Basar Maluach. And Yayin Toses. Rashi says, so the Mishnah says, that it's fermenting. It's within 3 days of its. So even though you don't use it in the Mizbech until it actually is fermented, it's not lechatchila. So the Chiddush is that even though these things that you really don't use on the Mizbeach, but still the minhag is to aser these things. So the shaila is, so where does grape juice fall into this? Where does grape juice fall in? Do you say, well, it's yayin toses, so maybe if the process didn't start, or the process is not never going to start, so maybe that's not bichlal, the low plug of, that's Rav Abadi Shita. Rav Abadi Shita is that grape juice, this man says, not toses. So even though it's interesting, Rav Abadi's of the Shita, Rav Abadi's of the Shita that you can make you know, or piagofen, kiddush on grape juice. So if he's the sheet of that, so then, but Alpha Pekin, he holds that since it's not Mesamach, then it's not also during the 9 days. And he writes even during the Suda Mafsekis, on the years that we have a Suda Mafsekis, it would be Mutter. Most hold not that way. Most hold not that way and hold that. Because it says in Shulchan Aruch that in Tav Kuf Nun Beis that the Yayin Migito, Rav Rari, Tav Kuf Nun Beis, it does mention. I said it doesn't mention Yayin Migito. I mistakenly told you last week that's in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, it doesn't say Yayin Migito. But in Tav Kuf Nun Beis Beis, it says Yayin Migito Novul Esu. It's not in the packet, Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Yeah, so Yayin Migito, it means that you just came from the press. So usually we understand Yayin Migito to mean that it was just pressed, and now it didn't necessarily ferment yet, and eventually it will ferment. And that's the din of Yayin Migito that you make. Socher Odom Eshkol Shalan Ovim. Omer Lov Kiddush Hayom. So Rav Abadi Shita is that it has to be Toises for the 9 days. So if it's not Toises, so then it's not going to be some type of process that's happening to it. So or... Yeah, 1 second. So Mela, if it's not going to if it's not fermenting, so that if it'll never ferment, then it won't be. You see, in Tovkud Nun Beis, he says the Chiddush of Yayin Migito is Ein Chashuv Meshav Process V'Leis Baby Shum Simcha. And but Afal Pikein Nogul Esor, Afal Pikein Nogul Esor Yayin Migito. For the Suda Mafsekis. So others say, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you don't need the Ayin Toses is loved after that it's Toses. It means that it didn't reach the. And before Toses is the same thing as Toses, Rav Shlomo Zalman says. He writes that here. On page, what page? 16. 17. One second. Where is it? He writes Beferes of Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, where? What page? Okay. Where are you reading?
16.
We are on page 16. You're giving me. Yanchi Kibble of Sainu, that's our field Megitta, right. Now, but then he says, he discusses the idea of Tosis. Because the Shulchan Aruch says, Tosis. So, let me see where. There's one line I want to show you. One second. One line that I want to show you, where he writes that Tosis is loved after. Where? Page 17? Yeah. If I take him, Shaskis, Losh Shulchan Yain Tosis is loved after, right. Shaskis of Eilif. Because the point is that it means that it's not Mesamach yet. So, it's Tosis means it's getting there. It wasn't Tosis, it didn't even start the process yet. So Rav Abadi says, no, he thought Tosis is Dafka Tosis. But if it's not Tosis, you see, it's interesting, in Tavkuf Nun Aleph, he writes, Yain Tosis. In Tavkuf Nun Beis, he has Yain Bigito. It's interesting that it's because the Rishonim he's quoting use different Rishonim and different paces. Tavkuf Nun Beis is the halachas of Suda Mavsekis. Tavkuf Nun Aleph is in about the 9 days in general. So Rabbani thought that that it has to be Tosis. If it's not Tosis, then at some say for kid, Tosis, the way the Rashi and Sanhedrin is and kindness is when it's Tosis, when you drink it, it makes you, it's bad. It's negative because it's through that process. So the chiddush is that even though it's tosis and it's negative, you might think that it's okay, kamash malan also not. But if it's not tosis, that's more of a svar to aser. It's the opposite of what Rav Abadi thought. But he still says, so most poskim hold that grape juice not. But again, that's only, now let's put together everything we've been learning. That's only if you hold that grape juice is a borgrek often and it's wine. If you hold like the Knesset Abdullah, the sheetas that we saw, that we put the sulfates in and now we can't. So the Knesset Abdullah says, so then maybe that's like offer lava. Now it's not yain anymore. But the chiddush of Rabbani is he holds that it's still yayin, and after pekin, you could still have it during the 9 days. So if you hold like the Knesset Agdol, it's not even yayin anymore because it's oh, so that's what we saw the steer in the Knesset Agdol, that because Knesset Agdol was on says not yayin, yet he was still machmir for Yayin Stam Yainim. That was the stira that we saw. Why would they machmir for Stam Yainim? And if the other halachi wrote that it's not a bar to a gofen anymore. So that was the question. But if you hold it, Ikara did, it's Mamre Yain, and then you could say that maybe it's not part of this low plug. Because really the idea is Simcha. And even for Mizbeach, is really you need that it should have been fermented for the Mizbeach. But still, that's why the question arises of what to do. This comes up a lot. If somebody has to eat on Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, what do they make Havdalah? Or do they have to make Havdalah? To Rav Abadi Lishita, so he told me I should tell people to make Havdalah and grape juice. And Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman, he spoke Friday night in the shul, in the bridge shul, he also said that, to make on grape juice. Because this way, you make on grape juice. There was questions like this. On Tisha B'Av, so you have to eat if you're a chayla, right? But you don't have to eat wine, drink wine for the chayli. I can't, and that's the antithesis of Tisha B'Av is the. So the question is, so what are we going to tell somebody? What should we tell somebody who has to eat on Tisha B'Av? And when Tisha B'Av falls out on Sunday. So it happened this year, and then we have another year to think about it, because it's going to happen next year. And my wife said to me right away, she said to me, when we said there was a nidcha, and she knows I follow the psak, everybody's psak, and all this poskim, that a nidcha on Tisha B'Av, everybody holds, like the Shavuos Yaakov, we treat it like Shaar HaNesim. We treat it like Shivosa Batamas, and then Ubaris and Manikos don't have to fast. So this year, every case I had to deal with is you really, but when it comes to Shivosa Batamas and Asar Batavis, Ubaris and Manikos, zero. So Ravavadi Shita and some other Achronim hold that Tisha B'Av Shenitcheh has the same status of like Shivosa Batamas. So then I'll give easier to get Heterim. But then you have to have a shaila of Havdalah. So what would you think? What should be the best solution? What should you make Havdalah on? Because,
That's nice.
in other words, if a person had to eat yesterday, so what should he make Havdalah on? Yeah, because with mice, it's a mitzvah. It's not Tisha B'Av anymore. Last night wasn't Tisha B'Av anymore.
It
was still burning. It's still burning. Yeah, I made up the wine. I mean, if you have a tinok, so then, some say that it's, and that's what I don't. It's so difficult to find the right. Because he has to be higyal for this, not higyal for that. Like he's higyal for the brachas and Avdola, but he's not higyal for Yerushalayim. It's maybe one day, and he can, it's very. So I just do it, so I'm. Oh, so that's a question. What? I remember the first year, first or second year I was in Norah Shacholul. It was either 1978 or 79. I remember. I was davening in the Beis Medrash upstairs there, and it was a long davening, and I was not feeling well. But I figured I want to wait at least I could answer Kedusha. But it was going on and on, meaning they weren't starting because people were still davening, and they were starting. As soon as they started Chazaras HaShatz, I couldn't take it. I had to run down and vomit on the spot. And went to the infirmary. I wasn't able to fast that year. So the question is, so then I remember in 78, 79, Rabbi Abel was discussing it, make Havdalah, that discussion. So what do you think? Should you make Havdalah? And what should you make it on if you're making a call? And we have a year. to still discuss this. Yeah.
Somebody assumes you're going to fast.
Yeah, but that's if you didn't have, you don't have the wine. So if you don't have the wine, because if you have the wine, then you're not supposed to wait till Tuesday, right? Why are you waiting till Tuesday? Because you forgot you didn't have the wine. You didn't.
You could say in some sense you don't have the wine also. You don't say you don't have the wine.
Right. Oh. So the minute to.
What happens if you don't have the wine? You don't make the wine. So that's clear, right? No, that's
the best. Oh, so Rav Abadi, his sheet is grape juice. It was Lashitasa, it's very good. Because for him, grape juice is not as mutter during the 9 days of Zechut. Question is, but if you hold that, so Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman holds no, grape juice is Asr during the 9 days, but still it's a lower level of Isser, then, so he thought that that should be, what do other people say? Other people say Hamar Medina. We're going to have a packet on Hamar Medina. Like, what, beer. So beer is not wine, so it's not part of the. But the shaila is, we have chamar bedina b'zman hazeh. That's a big question, because like Rav Moshe, yeah, it's not a tishma question. So some hold that it's no such thing. Well, some hold like this. That Shulchan Aruch seems to say that chamar heter of chamar bedina is only if yain is not matzui. So today yain is matzui. That's what Rav Shecht always says. Rav Moshe wrote the tshuva, but he starts off the tshuva to discuss what's Chamar Medina. He says, but I don't understand what's the relevance of this tshuva, because Yain is Matzui. Oh. So what's the answer to that question? We'll wait till we do the packet to know what's the... So a lot of people will therefore make it on beer, say, on Tisha B'Av. That would be the Chamar Medina. The question is, are other things called Chamar Medina? That's a whole big question. Is coffee Chamar Medina? Some people, I remember I was once at somebody's house for the Shabbos, and for Havdalah, they made it on Coca-Cola or Pepsi. Yeah. So that's a cold hold. So that's not pushing at all. There's some hold that soda is just water. It's just flavored water. And water is for sure not Chamar Medina, but maybe it's flavored.
Coffee,
yeah, that, right. So this is something that, so maybe Rabbi Alter is right. So that's what I was thinking about. You should know, over Tisha B'Av, I was thinking about this. But maybe next year I should give a different psak. Now, it's the Dvar Yoshua. You know the Dvar Yoshua? The Dvar Yoshua is one of the most important svarim. Okay? You have to have a Dvar Yoshua. Who is the Dvar Yoshua? No, look in your books. Rav Yoshua Ehrenberg. He was the Rav in Tel Aviv. He was a Belzer, Belzer Chassid, right? He was a Goyin Oilam. I'll tell you something that someone told me once. Maybe I said it once before. And when the Satmar Rebbe wrote his Sefer against Zionism, by Yol Moshe, and he knew that a lot of people are not going to like it, but he said, I'm not afraid of anybody, except for the Dvar Yoshua. He's the only one. That I. Yes! Say.
You know, to 1976. That way.
Yes. Army. Yeah. So he writes in his Sefer, the Hafez quotes this, that. And he was born where? Yeah. So he says in Europe, he doesn't recall anyone ever making Havdalah when they ate on Tisha B'Av. He says no one ever did such a thing. No one made Havdalah. But Rabbi Hoffman said today, Rabbi Al Yashiv, very strong, that no, the minute you have to make Havdalah, and But he said, in Europe, no one made Abdullah. No one made Abdullah. Make Abdullah after Tisha B'Av. No one made Abdullah. So I thought, again, I never employed this to Paskin. I have to have, maybe within the year I'll get enough confidence to say this to somebody, that maybe they should eat without Havdalah. And then they'll make Havdalah, Motzai, Tisha B'Av on real wine. And then they won't have any shilas. Because Kamar Medina is all shila, what it is, how it is. And the more I learn Hilchas grape juice, the more I'm getting convinced that maybe, it's not... It's not clear, As Rabbi Yaakov Hoffman said to me, he would be machmir Friday night. That's what I had another shaila that came up we have a fridge. We had sometimes make havdalah. I have to open up a new bottle of wine because we already used all the wine, and then I put the cap on, the rubber thing, and it's in the fridge. And it stays there till next. We don't have wine during the week. Yeah. So what happened was one of the kids took open the fridge and the stopper popped out. So my wife took it out of the fridge and put it on the counter. And then I came home probably 5-6 hours later and I saw that the wine was uncovered. And I said, it's my Gulam. My Magulam you're not supposed to use for Kiddush. So what are we gonna do for next week Kiddush? So we can open up another one, but I wanted to use this one. So Rav Mani thought it was okay, but I still was bothered. So a lot of poskim say, even if it's several hours now, but there is a shita that says overnight. So that made me feel. But for Friday night kiddush, as a shayla, might be a daraisa. So I didn't want to. So somehow we had we usually use the Moscato. But we had one bottle. My wife thinks maybe we got it for Shalach Manas, a small Moscato. The blue, it was regular size, but there was like it was like not super small, but like 3/4 of the size of. And I said, you know what? We're gonna open that one up for Friday night, and this way, by Friday night, between myself and the whole people, we'll finish the bottle, and then for Shabbos morning, we could be more makeup because Shabbos morning is. It's not a derisive kiddush. And furthermore, according to the Shitas arrived, it's not even kiddush. That's what Rav Shechter said from Rav Soloveitchik, that he held that you could eat mezoinus, by kiddush Shabbos day, but not Friday night. Because Friday night is a sfeik sfeika. Maybe there's a shia, because Shabbos day is a strict figure. The right of sheet is you're allowed to eat before Kiddush on Shabbos day because it's not really called Kiddush. It says a board per guffin, it's not a Kiddush. So it's much more calm. So therefore, maybe Mazonas is Kiddush Makom Suda, and even if it's not, maybe you don't even need Kiddush Makom Suda on Shabbos day. So I thought the same strict fake I could use to be Makel on the Mulin on Shabbos day. So I used that bottle. The Shabbos day kiddush, and they made sure we finish it. Because for Havdalah, I didn't want to use it for Havdalah, because Havdalah is a real din. There's no shita that says that. In other words, Shabbos day is a question: is it really kiddush, or is it just a bar per guffin that's not really a din kiddush? The rivet shita is you can eat before kiddush on Shabbos day because he doesn't consider it kiddush. You don't have such a shita by other areas. Oh, so that's what I was thinking over Tisha B'Av this year, that maybe I should follow the Dvar Yoshua. Maybe I should follow the Dvar Yoshua and tell people not to make Havdalah at all. Okay? And then, and they'll make, after Tisha B'Av, and they'll make a regular wine, and then it won't be a Shaila. So I was bumped into my friend Rav Yaakov Hoffman. I was telling him this. So he was saying, you know, Rav Carpenter, Rav Yashi was very strong about this, with Havdalah. You know, he's very...
Simon, isn't it usher to eat before Havdalah?
Yeah, but maybe not on Tisha B'Av.
Why? Well, why is Tisha B'Av different? I mean,
because maybe there's no... Because maybe the... Whereas maybe Tisha B'Av, he's a choyla, so he could eat. But maybe... But the choyli has nothing to do... But there's still a din of wine. We shouldn't be having wine. But... Maybe it wasn't said. Maybe the Chovah Havdalah wasn't said on Tisha B'Av. That's why the sheet of the Ramban says you don't make, Ramban sheet is l'chatchila. No one, you don't make this year, like Rabbi Hoffman was saying over, Ramban sheet is, we don't pass like the Ramban. Ramban sheet is no Havdalah at all. Even after Tisha B'Av you don't make, which makes a lot of sense because where else do we have a thing that the Iker Zman, usually we can make Tashlum until Tuesday because the Iker Zman was Motzai Shabbos, so you didn't do it. But here, we didn't have the Iker Zman. We didn't even have the Iker Zman. So,
I don't
but he said, that Dvar Yeshua said, what did he say? That in Europe, he never saw it in Europe. He never saw it in Europe. Did you see it? You didn't see it. Yeah.
Giving up dollar, say the coast till after.
Yeah, paper and coffin, and 10 hours later. What were you told?
At the bench, he said that like 7 months, save the crop dollar. They made 6 months. They don't make 7. Don't say the coffin.
Yeah. Wow.
Like at bench.
If they're not going to drink, they're not going to make. Right, we don't make. In other words, I told you on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av, the machlok is mechaber ramah. The mechaber says that you don't make a bread per goffin. The ramah says you give it to the tinuk. So I still want to think about it. I have a year to think about it, about what I should tell people next year about. Well, for Tisha B'Av is more calm. In other words, more people will be able to not have to fast. Right. They'll still have a bit of Havdalah. So, this was also the Dvar Yeshua had this famous psak that I like the Dvar Yeshua. I'm into the Dvar Yeshua if you haven't gotten the hint. The verse says in Shabbos that b'shasas hakana, you don't light. In the Zman Gemara, they used to light Hanukkah candles outside. And then the Gemara says b'shasas hakana, menichu al shulchan uvedayo. So, and the Brisker Rav learns it was a new takana, because the Gemara says if you light Hanukkah licht inside, you're not yotze. Not yotze. Even if you take it outside, you have to, you know, because hadlaka is a mitzvah. So if you lit it inside, in a makom the psul, you can't change it. So the Dvar Yeshua says that you're not allowed to, as man as that, you can't light candles, Hanukkah candles outside of it. Which is against all of the minhag Eretz Yisrael. Because Eretz Yisrael, you have to go on Hanukkah, you know, everyone's lighting outside at the fish tanks. So he paskin that menichal shulchan avdayo still applies as a chova, and not a meaning. One second, and so that's what his psak was, and Rav Yashiv wrote a contrary. He took issue. Yeah, that's the Dvar Yeshua's psak. Yeah, Rav Abadi was in I discussed it in my safe in here. Yeah. You went to the Tivari.
Yeah.
What could I tell you? Yeah, what were you saying?
Say, my experience was this country, but outside. They also lay inside.
I don't know, I think in Muncie some people do, right? Not in the west side. They're not doing it. No one's lighting outside.
No,
the west side.
Yeah. No, but I don't.
Yeah. Suburbia,
right.
But it was, maybe there's a new Takana. Oh. So this Rav Shlomo Zalman, I was thinking about a lot over Shabbos, and then the Dvar Yeshu, I was thinking about. I want to show you page 22. I have two tshuvas I want to show you from Rabbi Akiva Yosef. The Hungarian Rabbanim were very geschmack. Hungarian Rabbanim. Yeah. I mean, you see, Rav Akiva Yosef, he blew shofar, Rosh Hashanah, I guess, for Shabbos. So he was obviously was a man with a lot of. I had someone in my shir who was his cousin was the descendant of Rav Akiva Yosef. So let me ask you a question, Rosh Chodesh. What's the din of Rosh Chodesh? Can you eat meat on Rosh Chodesh off? Minhag is not. I remember one of the things that I met Rabbi Yitzchak Cohen was very drilled into us is to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. This was the very day I always try to wash. Right. So the Shaila is the Shaila. So how come we're not makil to say that the Sudas Rosh Chodesh is a Sudas Mitzvah, and we don't need a Siyam, we don't need a Bris, we should have meat? That's the question. And even Sfardim, it's interesting, I was once giving a shiur in a Sfardic minyan, and I said, Sfardim, they could have meat during the 9 days because they only have Shavuot Shachal Bo. And then that one Sephardi guy got very emotional and he said, no, we Sephardim, we have behold from the nine days. In other words, apparently not all Sephardim, some Sephardim were Bekabel the Minhag Ashkenaz. But even they, some of them will be
made. Omrim. It's a Yesh Omrim.
The Chaber says Yesh Omrim.
Yeah.
The Chaber has it already.
Yeah.
Yes, he says even Mizan Yitamu to some people.
Right. Oh, so look on page 23. Hinei Baruch Chaim, right side of page 23. Hinei Baruch Chaim Simitov Kuf Nun Aleph. If that's because of Mechaber, Yeshua Sifim Shalolechel Basar Beber Shchodesh. Masher Gamber Shchodesh Asaf. Sarachian, they besif yud kasev grama the mokum mitzvah mutter. Case sudas rosh chodesh kulgal the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah sudas rosh chodesh. Yeah, the pasuk beorachaim same tov yutes. The das haramim shich achiv humi daraisa. Right, the ramim shich is the chiv of achila on rosh chodesh is daraisa. Right, discussion if you make a neder not to eat on rosh chodesh. Maybe it's not chal because it's a nishma levatel is a mitzvah, make a shvua. Because yeah, right. But this seems to be more than that. See, it became lama yigora nisiyah maseches. But why is Rosh Chodesh considered lower than a sea in Maseches. Shemutu lechol basar. He says, "Be'emes nagu rov b'nei Sfarad lahakil lechol basar rosh chodesh." So it's interesting. So these b'nei Sfarad is this like this guy who's getting very emotional that he keeps the 9 days. So obviously, you see, these b'nei Sfarad kept the 9 days. It's just rosh chodesh they were, because if they only did the shavuot shalchalbo, then there wouldn't be a special kula by rosh chodesh. So you see, they were keeping the 9 days. Even the Sfaradim were keeping the 9 days, but rosh chodesh was different. So how come the Ashkenazim don't do that? What's wrong with the Ashkenazim? Why don't they? Sometimes I like to go to Burgers and Grill for Rosh Chodesh. They have a good steak there. It's across the street. It's a Gishmaka place. Under the Vada of Riverdale. It's Burgers and Grill. What's it called? Burgers and Grill. Yeah. Yeah, they also had a 9 days menu also. So what time is Chatzos?
102.
102. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I already called the guy up to come. I said, come in the afternoon. So what about the Ashkenazim? Why? Also, he says that. He always says good things, Akiva Yossi. I like this. I don't know if I would have gone to hear him go shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Shechalias B'Shabbos. But Vanir Li Liyashim, Minag B'nei Ashkenaz, Apim Adi Yisim Archaim, Tov Kuf Pei, Rosh Chodesh Av Utainis Tzadikim, the Meis Aaron HaKoyim. Al Kem Yishun V'zeh, Dochi V'sudash Rosh Chodesh. Ah. Apim Adi Yisim Leil Shemash B'Kem B'Divri HaGemara. Says because since there was a minhag to have the tainus on Rosh Chodesh Av, it's the only yahrzeit mentioned in Chumash, right? Is the Misa of Aaron HaKoyim. So mele that lowered the. So since it was a day of tainus tzadikim, so that's why that doichel sudas Rosh Chodesh. Yeah. Right. Oh, very good. That's a good word. That's an excellent word. Excellent word. So that's the Vor. So that's how we want to explain. Why?
Because there's
so yes, so that took away the. It's good. It's something to think about. It's good for a drasha also. If you have to give.
Assuming
that
there is.
We had about last Shabbos. What was last Shabbos?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is that
the same thing? Yeah, so Minig is not a. There was a whole discussion in the postgame. If you have leftover meat from Shabbos,
yeah,
are you allowed to eat it during the 9 days? Our minig is not. My wife Shita is, Sunday dinner we have leftovers from Shabbos. But last Shabbos she said she wanted to make sure that we should mama should eat everything up because she's gonna have to be able to serve the leftovers because we don't have the most people don't have the minig that you eat you could eat leftovers. During the 9 days.
Sundays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays, no.
Okay. So that's the That's the word. Yeah. Now, okay, one more tshuva from Rabbi Akiva Yosef. Maybe two more, we'll see. Konya? Okay. If you want, what about tshuva bris mila during Bein HaMetzarim? Could you have singing and dancing? Page 21, Shin Nun Gimel. Now, so what would you say? I will say. What would you say? During Bein HaMetzarim, the minhag is not to have, right? But say it's a simcha. So I remember I was at a bris many years ago. Leave out the names and the whole. But this is a. After we turn things off. So, but. So after the bris, the people at the bris started making a rikud. No. And a certain Rav, just the Borodasra of that area, started his drasha, and he said that it's not minhag Yisrael to have rikudim at a bris milah because tzara de yanuka. That's why we don't say simcha b'mono because the kid is crying. So therefore we don't have. So this bris. It's been discussed for decades after the bris happened. I think he's already married. So what's the story? Because the Gemara says the meal we do adayin osim b'simcha sasanochi umrasecha. So he says there are two types of simchas. The simcha of the simcha shal mitzvah, and then the simcha gashmi of the basar v'dam. So he says that bris milah only has the simcha aruchmi because of the mitzvah, but not simcha's basar v'dam, because enkan simcha's basar v'dam came with the havasar of the yanuka. Kol ha-simcha hu l'shem shamayim. V'yeh simcha shel Erisin and Nesuin, but then you have Simcha Shal Erisin and Nesuin, Avogav the Mitzvah Ika. So there, you're doing a mitzvah also, but Mikomokav Ika Bekam Simchas Basa Veda, because there's no Tzara de Yanuka. So Chasana has the double level of Simcha, Simchas Mitzvah and Simchas Basa Veda. Mila only has the Simchas Mitzvah, but doesn't have the Simchas Basar V'dam because the baby is getting crying. So he says, Nirali the Rikudim Umcholus Osu Aydavke Kenog Eslam Likach Klish Zemer Lasas Mcholus. He thinks Rikudim Umcholus is using musical instruments. Asha Ein Kain to sing Shiris Tishbachas Lashem and dance like David HaMelech. He says, there's no Isser. So he says, So he says like this, Vade Elo Shem is Adnim B'Guichas. So now, what does he say? So he says that the The Kli Zemer is only when there's Simchas Basa V'Dan. Then you have the Kli Zemer. So therefore, he says that Suda's Brisbane ain't can simcha shabasa b'dam. So it says, and it's recorded in Becholus is only clay zemer, the Sheikh Chil Hashem is mutter. So Meachadi Tir Lubosh Abu de Shabbos. So we matter to wear Malbushe Shabbos Labal Bris. From the Chaviv Mitzvah B'Shaito, material about Bris, Bosu V'Yayin V'Giluach, Yom Tov Tilei, in Kein Hachinami, Simcha Mitzvah V'Etzem Ein La'asur. So Mimela, so that's what he writes in the footnote, that he writes that Yikudim Mucholas and Yikudim Shem Kli Zemer, of Yikudim B'Lei Kli Zemer is Mutter. So the Yikudim that does is Kli Zemer, and that you don't do. For the Mila. Because the Mila, you do Rikudim without Kli Zemer. That's for the Mitzvah. For where the simplest was of Hom, so this would answer the question. So he's saying that for Astama, a Bris Mila would be Mutter. To do, and even during the 3 weeks. So that was one another thing. And the third thing I wanted to show you, that he has a pshat about the 3 weeks. I think I saw it here. He says, what's the idea of the 3 weeks? Says the three, let me just find it for you. He says the 3 weeks, I want to find it, but let me tell you outside. I'm pretty sure I saw it in the Sefer. That the 3 weeks are connected to three Yom Tovim. Yeah, take a look at page 23. Look what he says. Omnom, page 23 on the left. Osid lovo yapchul amodim v'yomim tovim. Shemati marein rav hachacham amkubal rav Aaron Ferrer. Yom kodesh. Remez, v'chachte evlon l'sasom. Ki bein hamitzorim heim choch al v'yom k'neged gimel chagim amodim. The three yomim tovim. Pesach Shavuos, even though Shavuos is only one day, but the tashlumin, it's 7 days. The Gamat Sarah Shesh Lotoshlum Shiva, Hanami Zelumaze, Tofalf Yom, Ach, Minyan Ach, Tov Israel, Rosuki, Orocolum Smoch, Tovasha, Adania, Evel, Ena Mahapkim, Rosilovo, Yeruv, Yavino, Koli Shuas, Evel, Vakoli Surim, Aziru, Evel Mamakat Sora, to be Yantiv Pain, a Mate Karasi, Anonymous Merchoka, Lukbol, Tarif Hagim, Al Mispach Hagim. Chof Aleph Yom, that's connected to Chof Aleph Yom, that of the Yom Tovim, that eventually all these days are going to become Yom Tovim, and the Yom Tovim is there are three Yom Tovim, each 3 7 days, and that's the to 3 weeks. And the Menam Mitzarim are connected the 3 weeks of the three Yom Tov. And eventually, everything's going to be Nepach Yom Tov. So these 3 weeks are connected those 3 weeks. And that's the, and then he says over that thing about the Rav Aaron Cohen and Lossid Lavo, Yahapku, Lamodin, Yom Tov, etc. Okay, that was another interesting. Okay, so Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll go back to the number 30. Yeah. But Rakiva Yosef, it reminds me of the Hisoros Tshuva, you know, the Chasam Sofer's grandson. Both, you know, these type of Rabbanim, say interesting shtickles. So, but we still have to figure out for
he was also a proponent of polygamy against the Tanis Rabbeinu Gershom and Chelus and Tzitzis. And one more thing, I forgot. He was definitely very controversial in within the Yishuv. Very controversial.
Okay.
I think it was even put in Karen.
Good morning, Rav Lenny Presby, Rav Ferrari, Rav Merzel, Jaffe, Levitz, Rav Meir Kessler, Rabbi Alter, Rabbi Dechter, and Rabbi Batzer. One second. Tell you the story. One second. Give me 1 second. Battery power.
Almost.
Power. Oops. Okay.